We are doing stories of the Talmud. We're holding in the Gemara and Gittin. We'll skip forward to Daf Lamed Hey Amud Aleph. Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rav, a story about a person who had a gold coin during a period when there was a drought. So he wanted to hold on to that coin. He wanted someone to watch it for him. So he went to an almana, and he asked her, "Can you watch this gold coin for me?" And she took that gold coin and she placed it in a pitcher of flour. Time passed and she forgot that she had a gold coin in that pitcher of flour. And she took from that flour and baked a loaf of bread and gave that bread to a poor man who knocked on her door. So now the poor man takes the loaf of bread, walks away, and the gold coin that she was responsible for is gone and she doesn't know about it. Time passed and the man came to the widow and said to her, "Give me back my gold coin, please." And she said, "May one of my sons drop dead if I've ever derived any benefit from your gold coin." She took a vow. She said, I never took your gold coin. I never had any benefit from it. And if I did, may one of my sons drop dead. A few days passed, and one of her sons dropped dead. And when the sages heard the story, they said, "Look at how careful we have to be. If this woman, who took a vow about something that she felt was completely true, look at what happened. She lost the son. If a person takes a vow in order to lie, how certainly will he be punished?" So the Gemara asks, well, why was she punished? She never derived benefit from the coin. She spoke the truth. She said, "I swear I never derived any benefit, and if not, may one of my sons drop dead." So the Gemara says, no, she did. Because she baked a loaf of bread, and the volume that the coin took in that loaf of bread, well, that volume she didn't need any flour for. So that volume of flour she gained from that loaf of bread. So the Gemara says, then why do we refer to it as the vow in truth? Our sages say, she took a vow in truth, and look how she was punished, certainly a lie. So the Gemara explained that she didn't mean to lie. Look at how heavy her punishment was. If someone means to lie, certainly will his punishment be weighty. The Tosus explains that the reason this woman was punished, even though she took the vow in certainty that she was telling the truth, so Tosus explains that there was an aspect where she was negligent. She was given responsibility for this gold coin. She should have taken care of it in a way that she wouldn't have had. She wouldn't have forgotten about it. She was given responsibility, and when one takes responsibility to watch something for others, then one has to ensure that they do it in a fashion that they don't forget. Because if a person takes responsibility to watch an item for others, and then they forget, and that other person comes and says, "Give me back my item," and the person says, "No, you never gave me an item," because he forgot, so then Allah says he has to take a vow. So she should have taken care not to put it in a place where she might forget, because the repercussions of forgetting is that she would take a vow and lie in that vow. So there's an element where she wasn't careful enough. That's how Tosus explains. The Gemara gave us a detail which seems unnecessary. The Gemara tells us that the story happened when it was a year of drought. It was a period of drought. And the question is, why is that point important? So the Ben Yishchai wrote a work on Agadah called the Ben Yehoyada. And so the Ben Yehoyada says that the Gemara was teaching us that even though it was a period of drought, and in that period there isn't much to eat, and nonetheless this widow, who didn't have a husband to take care of her, took a loaf of bread and gave it to the poor man. And that's how she lost the gold coin. So you might think, look at what a tzedekah this woman is. She was in a time when there wasn't a lot of food to be had. She herself was a widow, and she mistakenly gave away the gold coin in the process of performing a tremendous mitzvah, giving a poor man a loaf of bread at such dire times. And nonetheless, the Gemara is going to tell us, look, she was punished. Look at how weighty the Shavuos Shav is. Our sages tell us that the prohibition of taking a vow falsely is exceptionally weighty. If one takes a vow falsely, then it destroys the world. And before a person took a vow, the courts would go through a whole procession of impressing upon him how weighty it is to take a vow, how one who swears falsely, how much destruction he brings to the world. The idea of taking a vow is that we're taking God's name and we're saying, God's name is testimony to what I'm saying now. My respect to God's name is such that I'm using God's name as a proof that I would not use God's name for what I'm saying if not for the fact that it was true. That's what we're doing when we're taking a vow. When we take a vow, we're taking God's name and applying it to the words we're using. We're saying, God's name is testimony that what I'm saying is true. Now, if we're taking God's name, we're taking a vow in vain, so we're showing that we're mocking God's name. That's why it's one of the Ten Commandments, and that's why it is considered such a weighty sin. Because it's not just that I'm lying, but I'm showing that I have no respect for God's name. I'm applying God's name to the lie.